ABC News.
Jack James with the news headlines. The Foreign Minister has condemned the 3-year prison sentence handed to Australian economist Sean Turnell in Myanmar. The former advisor to the ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been convicted of violating the country's Official State Secrets Act during a behind-closed-doors military trial. Penny Wong says Australia rejects the sentence and has urged Myanmar's military junta to allow Mr. Turnell to return home. She's also confirmed Australian officials who tried to attend today's verdict were blocked from the court. The federal government has struck a deal with major gas exporters on the East Coast to ensure sufficient supplies are available to try and avoid a forecast shortfall next year. The agreement will see more gas supplied to the domestic market, a code of conduct for exporters, as well as enhanced transparency and accountability overseen by the ACCC. And rescue efforts are continuing after Hurricane Ian swamped southwest Florida in the US, knocking out power to almost 2 million people. It's one of the most powerful storms ever recorded in America. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says about 2.5 million people were ordered to leave their homes in the state's southwest before the storm made landfall. This is ABC News.